And you may have noticed that the president has signed the party political funding bill into law, but importantly, he didn't include a commencement date. The IEC, in its statement, reported that they've developed a system that would be ready for use in April. My Vote Counts director, Joel Bregman, says he doubts the system will be fully implemented by the time we head to this year's elections. But we'll find out from him in just a moment exactly how he feels about this latest development. Joel, good evening to you, and thank you very much for your time on the program. So positive that it has been signed into law, but when will it kick in?
Hi there, thank you for having me. Good afternoon. Just to begin, we're obviously delighted that it has been signed into law, and you know, if it's implemented effectively, we think it will drastically enhance levels of transparency and accountability, and it will allow us to have this crucial information for the very first time. And against things like the backdrop of the state capture inquiry and the Wasafa revelations and the BBS scandals, it's obvious that we need a greater regulatory framework to handle these sort of things. In terms of timelines and dates, our understanding is that it's not going to be effective for this election, that it's unlikely that the information will be accessible before May.
But why not? Is the time too short from a practical point of view?
So we ran a campaign last year where we called on the president to sign the bill by November 2018, which would allow the 6 months, which was stipulated in the court proceedings, to allow the IEC to properly implement it. And we fear that now, because it's already 3 months past that date, that it just won't be allowed for.
But you've actually pointed out that there is an electronic declaration system that's been developed, and essentially political parties and donors can make their submissions to the IEC about all their donations and sources of funding. And that system should supposedly be ready by the 1st of April. If the election is only taking place in May, surely that there's a month to play with there.
Well, we're obviously hopeful that that will be the case. Until there's a confirmation of it, though, that's the information we've been working with.
Well, what do you think would be the consequences of South Africans not having access to this information for this particular election?
So, I mean, the right to vote is obviously something which is really sacred, and to do it from the most informed position is something which the Constitution provides for and obviously puts a focus on. So, given the backdrop of what's happened recently in our politics, in all the exposés of money in politics, it's a missed opportunity, and I think to deepen our democracy.
Do you think it's worth challenging this deadline and insisting that it be brought forward?
Well, what we are calling for is that all political parties should just of their own accord make these disclosures public. If they really want to embrace the ideals of transparency and accountability, there's nothing stopping them. Even though the law might, the effects of it might not be in effect yet, they should take it upon themselves and do it.
All right. Let's see if any of them accede to that request, Joel. Joel Bregman is the director of My Vote Counts.